Welcome back to Stateside. As we all gingerly pick our way through Michigan's pothole-ridden and crumbling roads, state lawmakers are now hashing out just how much money to spend on fixing the state's roads and highways. Chris Gouts is Capitol correspondent for Crane's Detroit Business. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So here we have our lawmakers trying to figure out how best to use that windfall of more than $1 billion in surplus revenue. And we're hearing them say, well, we're going to use about, $100 million or so of that for a supplemental funding bill for our roads?
Yeah, that's about the long and short of it. That's all they're really talking about. Now, the House has asked or has requested to put in another $115 million, but that's tied up in another issue. And from most accounts, it doesn't seem likely that that money will end up being used. So most observers believe that the what the Senate put on the table, which was $100 million out of the general fund from these from this reserve amount, is going to be at the end of the day what gets approved.
And what are we getting a sense as far as how that money will be used? What are they going to use it for?
Well, if you listen to lawmakers, you know, they're going back to their districts and they're putting out press releases saying how they're, you know, going to be putting this money to fix the potholes. You know, everybody's, you know, just complaining, like you said in the opening, about, you know, just the potholes are ridiculous and you're having to sort of slalom through these ridiculous streets. It's also it's bad in terms of, you know, economic development. You know, when we bring people into the state, you know, and we pick them up at the airport and when we drive them around, they have, you know, these executives folks are trying to bring into the state to locate their business here. You know, they're bouncing around like lottery balls in the back seat because the roads are so bad and it doesn't send a great impression. So, you know, what they say they're trying to do is they're trying to put this money to fix things right now. But actually, this money that we're talking about, this $100 million, mm-hmm. isn't going to go towards anything this winter. This is really summer money, and it's not really being portrayed that way, and it really should be. This is because MDOT and the counties and the local groups, they're going to fix the potholes right now with the money that they have, but what the money they have is money that they had previously budgeted to do summer repair work. And so this, because of the harsh winter that we've had, they've already blown through that money and they're spending their money on their summer budgets right now. So this money is just going to simply backfill what they were going to do. So if they don't get this money, that means that you're not going to see grass mowed along the highway medians. You're not going to see chip and seal work done on the highways, which, you know, prevents potholes from appearing next winter. So there's all sorts of things that are going to be done with this money, but it's not going to happen this winter.
And it certainly reminds me of my mother's old saying about borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. So that's what we're seeing with this pothole repair. So borrowing from the summer budgets. You were saying some counties have even totally blown their yearly budget.
Yeah, when I talked with the head of the County Road Association of Michigan, she said, you know, about 80% of the counties are in the same boat as MDOT. And, you know, they're going to have to put all of this money that they would get out of this $100 million to put into their summer maintenance budget. And because some operate on different fiscal years, they've already blown through their entire annual maintenance budget. And so if this money doesn't come, they're not going to have any money come this summer or this fall if they're on a calendar year, fiscal year, to do any more work the rest of the year.
And don't let any of us, it sounds like, get any hopes up that windfall, this budget windfall, and that $100 million will result in real improvements, right? We're just going to be, hopefully, just treading water.
Oh, no, absolutely. The $100 million is simply, you know, a patchwork, you know, to get some of the pothole repairs done. You know, even though the $1.3 billion annually that Governor Snyder is requesting, that's not to build any new roads. That's simply just to maintain the road system that we have now to keep them at fair, you know, or good status. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got so many that are slipping into poor status. And so, you know, the annual money is just to keep them, you know, at basic sort of, you know, functioning levels that aren't, you know, just completely decrepit, and to raise up some of the ones from poor status, you know, back to, you know, to good or fair conditions. So, this is just a small pot of money.
And we saw how far he got with that $1.3 billion request, which is now well over a year old.
Almost 2 years old.
Almost 2 years old. You're right. Could it be that we, meaning taxpayers, are we getting tuned up for some kind of long-range fix for roads? Like, you know, folks, if we're going to do this, we need a new tax on whatever.
It's possible. You know, the governor made this big push, you know, for the last year or so, and it didn't really go anywhere because, you know, folks, the roads were bad, but they weren't anything like they are right now.
Yeah.
And so he might have the, you know, sort of the general mood of the public on their side, but by the time they would get to a solution, you know, for this, we're talking after the state budget is approved, you know, in late spring, early summer. And so by then, you know, the snow and the ice is going to have melted away. Most of the biggest spot, you know, the big potholes or the craters in some cases will have been repaired. And so where then is the public mood going to be? You know, people are upset about the roads, but until the polling suggests that they're equally willing to pay for fixing the roads, you know, to their level of, you know, frustration with the roads, I don't think you're going to see any big changes happening.
What should we be watching for then, besides the big potholes as we drive along and we don't want to wind up with a blown rim or a blown tire?
Well, I think you're going to see a continued push from the governor to try to, you know, make the case. Although, you know, he didn't put this in his budget like he did, you know, yeah, the previous year, and he's not going around the state sort of barnstorming, doing town halls in Republican districts and in other areas trying to give cover for, you know, for this type of a vote. He's not doing that. You know, maybe he will, but right now we're not seeing it. So I think if you want to see that really big push, you know, maybe that's something that you could look for. But right now it doesn't seem to be happening. It's mostly just happening behind the scenes, but this is an election year, and you know, people have their, you know, lawmakers have their concerns elsewhere right now, and it's, you know, it's on them, and which is a little harsh, but it's also, you know, what they're hearing from their constituents, and so until they hear, you know, that the level of outrage is there the way it was in '97, I don't know that you're going to see a big package be approved.
Chris Gouts, Capital correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business. As always, a pleasure to talk with you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you.